Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olsisi, serial entrepreneur, passionate marketer, and owner at Segway Group at Keller Williams Realty, Gainesville. On the podcast, you will find valuable information about all things real estate, plus some fun stories told by a variety of guests. So if you like what you hear, then subscribe and invite any friends who you think may get some value from listening. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me this week for a 2020 real estate roundup and some insights that I gathered as a business owner during this, well, very interesting year. So first up, the roundup. So real estate is hot, like en fuego, friends. Many in the real estate industry were worried about the effects of a global pandemic on the real estate industry. And while it did affect some major metro areas a bit adversely, it has caused a surge in housing in others. And so Gainesville, for one, has continued to boom and builders can't keep up with the demand. New neighborhoods are sprouting up like everywhere and major development is not coming to a halt soon, that's for sure. There were a few months where activity stalled a bit, but overall, it's been growing faster than I've ever seen it grow. And I've lived here for, well over 20 years. Naturally, Florida has always attracted those who are fleeing cold winters and high taxes. And now that working from home has become a viable option, I mean, really, not to mention somewhat of a necessity in some industries, living in smaller, less expensive cities in Florida, like Gainesville, versus major cities nationwide, and really like almost anywhere in the Northeast, is helping our state to grow, or really to continue to grow at warp speed. It only makes sense, you know, really given that you can buy a new larger home with a pool and a backyard, I mean, can you say staycation, for less than a two-bedroom condo in a major city. COVID has shown us that outdoor space is precious. And access to amenities such as pools and parks now commands a premium. And that's why Gainesville, with a wealth of natural beauty, parks galore, proximity to beaches, lakes, rivers, and springs, as well as being home to one of the country's best universities and medical centers, the world's best biotech incubator, booming startup scene, and a growing housing market, as I mentioned, it's gaining popularity and recognition around the country and really, I will tell you, around the world. So here are some stats about the 2020 real estate market in Alachua County, which is where Gainesville is located. So closed units, and today is December 18th, so this is to date. Closed units, we have 3,196 single family homes and 785 condos and townhomes. The number of closed sales is up year over year for 7 of the 12 months of 2020. I mean, let me repeat that again. Number of closed sales is up year over year for 7 of the 12 months of 2020. We've sold more in 2020 than in 2019, despite everything. So that's impressive. There's also been over a 6% increase in the median sales price year over year. Now, our average sales price is about $300,000. And the average days for a house to go under contract is less than 1 month. And really, lately, it's been closer to 3 weeks. Why all this? Because inventory is the lowest we've ever experienced, with a near 40% drop in inventory year over year. So that leads to a nearly 70% increase in sales of homes priced $300,000 to $600,000. This all is driven by the fact that we're experiencing the lowest inventory ever. We're just like at a 2 month supply right now. And that's just crazy. If every house sold, every house that currently exists, not new construction, sold, we would, and nothing else was listed, we would sell them all in 2 months. That's nuts. But we are seeing fewer cash sales. And I don't think that that's necessarily because people have less cash, especially the buyers who are buying these homes. It's because of the all-time low interest rates. We're actually going to have a lender on during the first part of 2021, and she'll talk about this. With the low time interest rates, even a cash buyer, just it's better to finance. So, all right, enough with the numbers already. I have blabbed, you are probably bored. So I will go into some insights. For Thanksgiving, I shared some of these insights with my team. Today is actually about half as big as it was at the beginning of the year, and that's okay. It's great, in fact. We've focused on what's most important to us, and we're really laser focused on making an impact in our niche in 2021. So here are five mindsets that I believe are important for a fulfilling life and a fulfilling career, whether it's in real estate or in any industry. And I encourage you to not only listen, of course, but to take them to heart, think about them, digest them a little bit, and work on implementing these mindsets into 2021. So the five mindsets that I'm going to touch on are adaptability, gratitude, charity and selflessness, which I think go hand in hand, happiness, and hopefulness. Of course, there are many others, but these are the ones that came to mind the most when I reflected on this past year. Adapt or die. So from Darwin to real estate to our crazy new world, we've done that as a team and as individuals, and we continue to adapt to whatever is thrown at us. In business, I mean, fortunately, as relocation experts who had already worked with many buyers who cannot physically be present to see homes, the virtual showing world that everyone had to adopt in real estate when quarantine and travel restrictions were mandated was already a world that we knew well. However, that didn't mean that we could just rest on our laurels. I mean, we refined our skills, refocused on what we needed to do to thrive, not just survive, and we worked harder and smarter. But aside from COVID, this year has brought significant changes to my business. One partner semi-retired and left the partnership in August, and my other partner and I decided to split when we realized that while our values are aligned, our business model and goals are not. And this was really a very good move for us because instead of resenting each other and remaining in a partnership that was forced, we each went our own way and we are so much happier for it. So we actually remain incredibly good friends who support one another, but we adapted to this new way of doing our business. And I think we're thriving as a result. So that said, while whittling down to being the sole owner of Segway Group and working with a smaller team required me to adapt to that change, and it also required my teammates to do the same, we saw this as an opportunity to refocus our efforts, develop our branding, and hone in on our target audience. It was scary. I mean, at least for me, but it was also exhilarating, and every major change is an opportunity to grow and become a better version of yourself, or in this case, a mix of a better self and a better business. And that is called grit, and without it, you die. So that leads me to the next mindset, gratitude. I believe that you should be grateful for everything. Long ago, I learned to be grateful for everything, like everything, including that which seemed really, really bad when it happened. I learned to embrace failure. Today, this sounds crazy, but today I almost like it because it means that I've found one more way to not do something, and I'm closer to finding the right way to do it. So I even learned to be grateful for things like pain, because pain means that you're at least alive. And then when it goes away, then everything seems even better than before. You may or may not think that, but anyway, I do. So while I can't say that I'm grateful for the pandemic and its effects on the world, you know, because it's been awful, but I am grateful for the patience it has taught me, the opportunities it's provided to go beyond my comfort zone, and the reflection I've been able to have about what's important in life and what tremendous blessings have been bestowed upon me and my family. It hasn't been easy emotionally, but it's been easy in so many other ways, and that hasn't been lost on me. And I know that one of the things that I must do more than before is be charitable. And that leads me to charity. Give to others, even if it hurts. That is probably the hardest to do because we humans are selfish. You know, it's just self-preservation. It's instinctual. But we must in order to make the world a better place. And we do that as a team in the charitable causes we support and by wearing masks. And although we have given thousands to local charities in 2020 and in years past, my goal for 2021 is to do even more. And the more successful we are, the more we can give, and really the more we should give. Because to those whom much is given, much is expected. And I have to repeat that to myself constantly because it's not easy. You know, that new pair of shoes is so tempting. But then I realize that getting shoes for someone without any is what's important. Look, I'm no Mother Teresa by any means, but I do what I can do to use the resources generated by my opportunities and blessings to give to others. But like I said, I can do more. And in 2021, I will. And my team will. And I encourage you to do it too, because giving makes me happy. And I bet that it will make you happy too. Speaking of happiness, be happy. Life is messy. A nun once said this to me. Yep, I'm a product of 13 years of Catholic education. But that phrase was the best advice I've ever received. The best advice I've ever received in my 46 years. So yep, life is messy. Once you accept that, then you can be happy. You can rejoice in everything. We have it so good, like really, really good, even despite a lot that life can throw our way, as it did this year. And if you have a happy heart, then even a messy life can be a better life and an easier life. So yes, this year was messy, the messiest ever for most people. And let's face it, okay, it was a full-on dumpster fire, but there was a good to be found if you looked hard enough. You know, the happiness was in the smallest of places and in those overlooked details. Like, did you wake up every day? Did you have a warm bed to get into every night? Did you have food on the table? I mean, if you answered yes, and my assumption is that you did, and like I'm 100% sure that you woke up every day, then that alone should make you happy. Because many didn't this year. I answered yes to all of those questions and to hundreds of other positive ones. I mean, there were also some that I couldn't say yes to, but I could wallow in that or forge ahead with a positive attitude. And the positive attitude will get you further in life. Trust me on that one. And with a positive attitude comes hopefulness. Or maybe vice versa, I don't know. But the next point is to have hope. Even if you're not a person of faith, and look, I'm totally not a person who quotes the Bible, but you may have heard the Bible verse that says something to the effect of faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. And while I won't argue with God about this, like, or anything, I sometimes think that hope is probably the greatest because I'm not sure we could have the other two without it. Hope is what gets us to tomorrow. It's what gets us out of bed. It's what gets us through the rough patches, the bad days, the angry clients, the difficult family situations, and almost every day since this pandemic started. Hope is what's allowed my team to stay together, knowing that we can make Segway Group even better. We've hung on, and here we are, doing great. There's a phrase that says, surround yourself with people who can only lift you higher. I'm proud to know that I've done that. So to my team, Angela, Jasmine, and Catherine, you challenge me to be better, to explore the unknown, to take chances like TikTok, and to have fun doing that. And I have. You lift me higher, and you have lifted Segway Group higher. And all I can hope is that I can return the favor. So with that, friends, I leave you And I wish you the very best for 2021. The podcast will resume on January 8th, and we already have great guests lined up. In the meantime, you can join me for Virtual Wine Wednesdays, where you can learn about some great wines from actual experts, not me, and then tour some stunning homes and neighborhoods with me. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at SegwayRE. And of course, you can always keep up with us on Let's Talk with Anna on Facebook and Instagram. Have a very, very happy holiday season. Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!